This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you can grow cancer cells outside the body, it's easier to figure out how to kill them. With an eye toward faster drug development and more effective treatments, a UAB biomedical engineer has come up with a new way to sustain cancer cells. It's a technical challenge, but there is a simple way to understand it. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
Joel Berry knows how to explain his cancer-growing system in a digestible way.
Think of it like making Jell-O at home.
But instead of powder and water in a Jell-O mold for hungry people, it's collagen in a silicone housing for hungry cancer cells.
Put it all into a mold, and then we allow that collagen gel to actually form a solid. And we keep everything perfused with a nutrient fluid and keep it warm in an incubator, and it's off to the races.
Berry calls it a bioreactor. The collagen framework inside the housing is intricate, but the whole thing's only about a cubic centimeter. Cubic is key. It's three-dimensional, unlike, say, a single layer of cells in a petri dish. So the tumors can have volume, as they would in a person.
We're going for realism in that we're creating a three-dimensional tumor and we're introducing a flow, which is meant to mimic blood flow. It's allowed us to do a lot of different things with tumors on the benchtop.
The engineering feat here is making tiny structures that can withstand fluid being pumped through them and sustain different kinds of cancer cells. Berry calls himself a plumber, but he's a plumber who hopes to play a role in finding faster, cheaper ways to fight cancer. Zev Gartner is a pharmaceutical chemist at the University of California, San Francisco.
It can cost anywhere from several hundred million to several billion dollars to develop and get new drugs approved by the pharmaceutical industry.
Gartner says delays and high costs stem partly from drugs that show early promise, say in mice, but later fail in expensive human trials. He says Berry's bioreactors could cut those costs.
One fantastic way of doing that would be to reduce the number of drugs that actually go into clinical trials that are likely to fail. And the best way of doing that is to have better models for the interaction of these drugs with humans.
Gartner, who's not affiliated with Berry's work, sees personalized benefits too. Sometimes drugs work for one person, but not for someone else with the same kind of cancer. But imagine if a doctor could take a biopsy, put it in a bioreactor, and then
screen, say, 10, 20, maybe even 100 different combinations of approved drugs and look to see which one works best. We might be able to actually take some of the guesswork out of choosing what drugs to use.
Berry says his team's made more than 100 bioreactors, and cancer specialists at UAB are starting to use them in their own labs. If the system continues to work and spread, researchers could theoretically develop better treatments faster and for less money. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.